Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke, chapter 24, verses 36 through 47, and the Reverend Dr. Heath Trampy is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel was underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 36 through 47a. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Forgot to do that at the beginning of the service, so we'll probably have to pepper an extra one or two into the message today. I want to begin with a question. Would you consider driving to work to be simple? I think most of us would say yes to that question. The daily commute to work often becomes so rote that we don't even really think about what we're doing until we get to our destination. But as simple as that commute may be, the processes that make it possible are anything but. In order for your vehicle to operate the way that it does, countless highly skilled people had to figure out a way to make multiple complex systems work together in one fluid act. Engines work seamlessly with transmissions. Gasoline sparks without destroying the car or the driver. Sophisticated rubber tires hug the road so we can drink coffee without fear of spilling a drop. And it often takes place without even a second thought from the driver. In today's reading, we witness a familiar scene. Jesus has just appeared to the disciples in the dark room. After assuring them that he is, in fact, the resurrected Lord, showing them his nail-scarred hands and feet, eating a meal in their eyes, he opens their minds to understand that everything written in the Old Testament was written about him. And then he tells them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." In a way previously unrecognized by even his closest followers, Jesus shows this point in time as the meeting of the Old and the New Testaments. All of this is happening in the person and the work of Jesus himself. But the disciples were given little time to ponder the beauty of this reality as Christ's ascension was fast approaching. I'm sure most of us, and looking around, I see adults, all of us can remember a coach or a manager or a friend or a relative who helped us understand our goals and our motivations when things were really challenging. Now imagine if Jesus were that person. For 3 years, the disciples had watched him heal people, chastise sin, and teach with authority. Jesus' life was a complex tapestry of miracles and divine wisdom. And as he prepared to ascend, he tells his followers, "You are witnesses of these things." Now, Luke tells us that the disciples were filled with joy after Jesus' resurrection. We experience that own joy in our lives as we remember the Lord's work for us. But then comes our reaction, and that brings with it a whole lot of other emotions. For many of us, we have accepted Christ's work on our behalf since we were children. It's amazing that Jesus died for our sins and rose again for our salvation, but it's also established fact for many of us. By the grace of God, we don't often struggle to believe it. The concept of sharing that same truth with those who may not want to hear it, or at least give the appearance of not wanting to hear it, is a little more complicated. Or to echo the illustration, it's a simple process that looks anything but simple. In fact, it can be downright difficult confessing Christ in today's world. Fortunately, we have some really beautiful promises from God's Word. I'll share one here. In Ephesians 1, Paul prays that Christ would give those in Ephesus the spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of their hearts enlightened. Just to give some context, Paul speaks these words to a people who were already faithful to God. No doubt they saw God's mission at work in their worship life, in baptism, in the Lord's Supper, in the preaching of the Word, in the prayers of the saints. No doubt they saw God at work in their loving Christian interactions with one another. But Paul's prayer transcends this, directing God's love towards seeing the kingdom and mission at work in those not yet His own. So how do you and I recognize those moments? Well, I believe one way is to observe people in need. And the Bible is filled with great examples. We have Nicodemus, the confused Pharisee. We have the seemingly unloved and unlovable woman at the well, the bleeding outcast, really even the disciples. All examples of God's grace and love at work, all healed inside and out by our Lord. So who in your life needs Jesus? Well, of course, we are all in need of Jesus. Here, I'm referring to those who don't yet know Him as their Lord. If they are in need, and particularly if we are in a position to help them, the Lord is indeed at work. God still comes to us in the Word. He still gives us His body and blood. He still hears our prayers as we converse with our Heavenly Father. But you know, it's not quite the same. Jesus no longer walks the earth. And until He comes again, He uses His church. He utilizes us to spread the gospel like ripples spreading across the surface of a pond. It's not always easy. Anytime you work with and among people, things get messy. But it is simple. Like the car example from earlier, there are many complex operations at play when we talk with others about our Lord. But remember, Jesus has already won the victory. God bless you this week as you continue to be the church in this community where you have been planted. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:7, we plant and water, but God gives the growth. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.